The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to this edition of Dorf on Sports. I am Andy Dorf. Along with me is Jeff Rich. A ton of things going on in the sports world. Tons of things happening, as always. San Antonio Spurs are going back to the NBA Championship to play the Miami Heat. I guess the biggest surprise is, once again, Kevin Durant and his title quest waits as they cannot get by the San Antonio Spurs. The French Open going in full effect. You got Roger Federer, who's got his back against the wall right now against Ernest Gilbus. And just a lot of things happening in the sports world. NHL hockey with the Blackhawks and LA Kings game 7. The Rangers already in the Stanley Cup. Just an amazing things going on in the world of sports. Got to welcome in Jeff Rich. Jeff, good morning, man. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. It's good to be back riding shotgun.
Hey, man, and I do appreciate you obviously helping me out last week, doing a little bit overtime, a little bit extra duty. So appreciate you taking time out, man. On the other side, we're going to get things started, as we always do, with Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com, the website with a heart. We always feature a charity of the week, but we also talk to you about what their mission and what their goal is at ticksforcause.com. So keep it close. On the other side, Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com. He's Jeff Rich. I would be the Dorf Man, so keep it close. We're just getting warmed up. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich hanging out with me as always here on Sunday mornings from 8 to 9 Pacific time. Figure that out all over the rest of the country yourself, because it gets a little confusing at times. But as we do each and every week, now we're going to hook up with Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com. Mary, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning, Andy. Hi, Jeff. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
You know, we come to you from one of the hottest places in the world right now. And, you know, we're always bragging, Mary, but in a couple of weeks, a couple of months, you're going to hear us complaining, I'm sure. And, you know, we're talking about those 100-plus degree temperatures that we're going to be seeing for weeks and weeks upon end with, after a while, almost no nothing in sight for us but other than heat. So usually we brag, but now it's getting to the dog days of summer for us here in Phoenix, Arizona.
Well, I'm going to then just take this opportunity to kind of brag a little bit and say, oh, my gosh, the last week or so, it's just been absolutely beautiful here. Great weather, cool nights, wonderful days. So I don't get to do that much, so I'm glad I got my little opportunity here just for 1 week.
Yeah, not only has the weather been nice, but your Blackhawks have battled back against the LA Kings, winning in an overtime game, and then late in the third period the other day to force a game seven. And it's got to be pretty exciting to see that the Blackhawks have a chance to go back and defend their Stanley Cup title.
I can't even begin to put into words, or I just can't even begin to express the excitement here. It's just thrilling. You know, hockey in and of itself is thrilling, but watching games like we've just experienced between the Hawks and the Kings, just battling it out, it's just been hockey at its best. So you're absolutely right. We're so excited about tonight's game. And for those of us who are Blackhawks fans, you know, we're just thrilled about that potential.
Yeah, and I know that, Jeff, you've been obviously watching these things closely too, and been a pretty amazing series. LA Kings and Chicago Blackhawks, a decisive game seven a little later today.
Well, I'll tell you, I would have said last week, and I think I did say last week, that if it was anyone but the Blackhawks going down 3-1 like they did with the big Game 2 collapse at the Madhouse on Madison, that it was over. But these are the Chicago Blackhawks. This is Joel Quenneville's team, and you know, I'd say that they're in the driver's seat going into Game 7. You know, I don't know how I'd feel as a Blackhawks fan, but you know, I'd feel from a neutral point of view, I feel pretty optimistic for the Chicago chapter in the NHL.
Jeff, yeah. You indeed say that last week, and I am hoping you are right again, just speaking as a Blackhawks fan here.
Yeah, pretty unbelievable stuff, and obviously as sports fans, Game 7s are one of the most unbelievable things that there are in sports. And lucky enough, later on today, your Blackhawks, defending Stanley Cup champs, looking to get it done in Game 7, Chicago. It will be a madhouse, most definitely. And Excited to check out that game later on today. But we do talk to you each and every week about ticksforcause.com and then obviously a featured charity every week. But before we do the featured charity, as always, let's hear a little bit about ticksforcause.com, the website, and what your guys' mission is, Mary.
Oh, great. Thanks, Sandy. Ticks for Cause is really the ticket website with a heart. We provide access to tickets to any kind of an event, sports, music, theater, you name it, the Blackhawk game tonight. You can find tickets to anything that you're looking for, and every single purchase you make on our site benefits the cause of your choice at no extra cost to you. Our mission is clearly to make every entertainment ticket purchase matter for a charity or cause of your choice.
And each and every week we always talk about a featured charity. And this week, it's interesting. I did read it. I read each and every week. You send us information, and I always get an education, as always. It's very interesting to read about the different charities, to be honest with you, and what they are out there providing and what they do and what the mission of each and every one is. This week, we're talking about Flashes of Hope. Can you explain to our listeners what Flashes of Hope is all about?
I sure can. I mean, I think Flashes of Hope really depicts what we talk about really a lot every week. It's the fact that what a difference people can make when they come together and join together. This is an organization that was started, again, by a mother whose young son was diagnosed with cancer, was in a pediatric cancer at a hospital for children, and was really, really going through a rough time. There was another young boy, a little older boy, who was there and kind of took him under his wing and really, you know, helped him, experiencing, you know, they kind of were buddies together, and he was just helping him get through this. Unfortunately, the older boy died, and this little boy and his mother were very, very sad, as you might imagine. And the mom said to herself, my gosh, I wish I'd had a picture of this young man so that I could show my son and we could talk about him. And then it dawned on her, and she goes, I don't even have a picture of my own son. He was only 18 months old. And with all of the stress and the pressures of getting the diagnosis and trying to save their child's life, they didn't even have the ability to preserve this in pictures. So she formed this organization, and literally it's a volunteer organization of professional photographers who go into children's hospitals dealing specifically with those kids going through cancer, pediatric cancer treatment, and they take an opportunity to give them a break from everything they're going through and capture these beautiful, beautiful portraits for the kids, their families, and again, just to offer an opportunity to make a difference here. And then they've gone beyond that. They now are also raising money to help support research to bring an end to pediatric cancer.
And again, Mary Nemitz from Ticks for Cause joining us as she does each and every week. We talk about a featured charity of the week. This week, Flashes of Hope is the charity. And I'll tell you what, cancer affects everybody in the world, you know, pretty much. It's happened to someone you know or someone in your family. And again, just another amazing thing or charity that is on your website, ticksforcause.com. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, Mary. You know, the pictures are great, but, you know, I've read up that in 2009 they began funding research specifically for pediatric cancer. What are some of the other reaches that Flashes of Hope have done over the years? And, you know, can you tell our listeners how they might help out in purchasing a ticket on ticksforcause.com?
I sure can. You're absolutely right, Jeff. Like I said, just in 2009, they began funding research for this, and they've already raised millions of dollars to help find cures for this pediatric cancer. And a very simple, easy way for people who are listening today to help this organization is to literally go to our site, take a look at any of the tickets that are out there. Baseball is really hot. These summer concerts that are coming. You can find that ticket. And you can designate, you can select this cause This cause will benefit from every purchase that you make at no extra cost to you, the purchaser, just by buying your tickets on and through ticketsforcause.com. And like we always talk to, you're out there and you have tickets to a game or you can't go to for some reason. Go ahead, come to the site. It takes 2 minutes for you to be able to donate those tickets to, in this instance, Flashes of Hope. When those tickets sell, 90% of that goes to Flashes of Hope. And again, in their efforts to help find cures to pediatric cancer.
Mary, another unbelievable charity cause, however you want to say it, that people can donate to on ticksforcause.com. Just amazing. I mean, each and every week you have a new one. Some, like I said, are closer to people's hearts. Again, we all know somebody that has cancer. Obviously, it could be an adult, but it also could be pediatric cancers too. So the bottom line is this is something that affects everybody all over the place. And I learned last week as I heard you guys were talking about that, you know, this isn't just here in the U.S. It's all over the place, because I heard John Poulter's question about are you guys global? And absolutely, you guys are global, and everybody can make a difference or by just doing the littlest things for people. And again, ticksforcause.com lets you do that in so many different ways, whether it's donating tickets, purchasing tickets. Again, you guys provide a great forum for people to go out and help.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to share these stories and these ways for people. Just like you said, Andy, it's so key to make that difference. And again, it's no extra cost. It's no extra cost to the purchaser. It's just like we always say, where you buy your tickets really does matter.
Absolutely. Jeff, anything else for Mary?
I'd like a prediction. Do you think they get it done on Sunday night? Or you know, is this the New York-LA matchup that the TV networks dream of?
I know that's what they dream of, but, you know, I'm Blackhawk all the way. I don't want to go out on a limb and give you the score, but I'm just telling you, the Blackhawks are going to get it done.
Yeah, I mean, look, down 3-1, they've got all the momentum at this point. I would think that as a Blackhawk fan and, you know, just a true fan, a person that follows the NHL, you'd have to say momentum is definitely in their side. But if there is a guy that can shut it down real quickly and, you know, make it so that his team does have an opportunity to be there, well, that is Jonathan Quick. And I don't know, I'd always be leery of a guy that had a bad game or not his strongest showing to come out and, you know, play a much better game. So if I'm a Blackhawk fan, I'm excited, I'm happy, but I'm also not unaware of the fact that Jonathan Quick can go out there and make a real impact on this game. And they got to do a better job and keep Crawford away from getting peppered so often. So I'm excited, Mary. I got to tell you, I'm really excited about this game today, and hopefully your Blackhawks can pull it off.
Well, we will see, and hopefully we'll be talking about the Blackhawks next week as well.
Hey, have a great weekend, Mary. As always, really appreciate your time and what you do for people all over the world on ticksforcause.com. Truly the website with a heart.
Thank you so much, guys. You guys have a great week.
You too. Mary Nemes from Ticks for Cause joining us as she always does. We took her a little bit longer, but now we're going to get back into it. Jeff and I talk some sports, so keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
All righty. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich hanging out with me as always. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits if you want to get involved on the conversation. Just got done with Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com. Each and every week we talk about a featured charity, but more importantly, we talk about what Ticks for Cause does for people all over the world. You can easily find a way to help there, whether you're donating, purchasing. Very easy. I've used the website. Jeff has used the website. It truly is done with nothing but perfection, to be honest with you. And it's very, very easy, like I said, to do everything there. So really appreciate Mary's time each and every week from ticksforcause.com. Jeff, there's been a lot of things happening in the NBA, at least in the last couple few days. Miami Heat get it done in six against the Indiana Pacers. And then you had the San Antonio Spurs put the nail in the coffin against the Oklahoma City Thunder yesterday. Really interesting. Thunder got out and played well in the first half, obviously. Had a 7-point lead, 49-42. Maybe should have been a little bit bigger after everything is said and done, because the Spurs really didn't quit. They went out and played a great second half, totally turned that ball game around. Obviously, the Thunder late make a push, turn that thing into an overtime game, and we got ourselves the outcome that we did, where the Spurs are able to pull it off in overtime on the road. Now they have another opportunity to play the Miami Heat in the finals. I'm sure they're thinking about redemption from last year, but ultimately got to go out there and got to stay focused. And how surprised are you that they were able to go into Oklahoma City, be poised, confident, controlled, even when things were not looking so good in that first half, to come back and battle and play a very, very impressive second half, win that ball game, and then have another opportunity to play the Miami Heat?
Well, this is all Pop 101. I mean, they absolutely dominated that third quarter. They shot the ball well, but not extremely well from the outside, and they just played San Antonio Spurs basketball. But same as it was in 99, 03, 05, 07, and 2013. I mean, they're the Western Conference champions once again, and I don't think that all due respect to Tim Duncan, I don't think you put this on any individual player, and that's what makes the San Antonio Spurs unique, and that's what makes them such a thorn in the side of their Western Conference rivals. You know, a few years ago, that rival was the Phoenix Suns.
You know, what's really impressive is that even without Tony Parker in the second half, you didn't see those guys blink. You saw everybody just stay focused, stay the course, and get the task done at hand, which was to go out there and win a ball game that, you know what, I think that a lot of people thought, oh, no Tony Parker playing the second half. Well, you can put a fork in the Spurs, and we're going to have a game seven. But I'll tell you what, Corey Joseph went out there and played a pretty smart second half, distributed the rock really well, got to the rim when he needed to, was the facilitator, to be honest with you, that you know what, I don't think a lot of people thought he could be in that type of a moment, but really stepped up to the challenge and was a big key to the Spurs getting it done yesterday.
Yeah, again, they're next man up team. No Tony Parker, no problem. Let's go to the bench, and Popovich has been doing it for years, and no reason to see why he can't continue. Now, now the script changes a little bit with the NBA Finals coming up. They're playing with a team that's not really like any team that they saw in the Western Conference playoffs, and it's a team that sunk them a year ago in seven games. So it'll be really interesting to see if Popovich and the boys say, I have one more run at them.
How important do you think it was for the Spurs to get it done yesterday, so they could get the 4 days of rest? Monday, or they play Thursday night, but had they not, then they would have had to play another game seven or a game seven, I should say, and then the Thursday night would have been when the finals were to start. So how important do you think it is for those older guys? And obviously with Parker being a little bit banged up, it's going to be important to him, but 4 days of rest for that older team could come in handy for the Spurs. Yes, no, maybe so.
I think that they have to, they need equal rest that Miami does. I think that Miami's in that same bucket. I understand LeBron's under 30, but you look at the rest of that team, Shane Battier, Dwayne Wade, all those guys could use a little break for the knees for a couple of days. So I think it's good for the fans that these teams have a break. They're going to come into that, they're going to come into this final best of seven with fresh legs, and you're going to see a 100% effort on both sides of the ball. So, this is a pretty, Spurs Heat, I think, has been the gift to the NBA's gift to its fans the last couple of years. Oklahoma City maybe a little more exciting on paper than San Antonio, but I anticipate six or seven good games of basketball here over the next week and a half.
Well, and since you mentioned that, I mean, disappointment once again for Kevin Durant. Yeah, he's the MVP of the National Basketball Association this year, but once again, can't get over that hump, the San Antonio Spurs, and still searching for an opportunity to go out there and win an NBA championship. So how do you think Kevin Durant and those guys are able to regroup and get themselves focused again to make another push? But ultimately, how big of a disappointment do you think it is for Kevin Durant?
Well, I think that the other victims of circumstance. So you look at the easy ride that Miami's had to the NBA Finals in at least three of the last 4 years. And then you look over the Western Conference, where it's just difficult. I mean, I think if you look at it, the first team out in the West would have been a 5 or 6 seed in the East. So, it's just, they're just stuck. I mean, if you swap Miami with, if you put Oklahoma City in the East, Miami in the West, I think Miami has equal struggle trying to get through the Western Conference playoffs. And I think that Oklahoma City without Miami present there would certainly rule the East. I think that they're, leaps and bounds better than the Paul George show in Indiana.
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty disappointed with the Pacers, and since you mentioned them, I would think they got to bust things up. This is a team that just can't get over the hump of the Miami Heat, and obviously with the problems that they had throughout the season, this isn't all good there in Indiana. So my thoughts are they got to break this thing up. Your thoughts are?
Well, they're keeping Vogel, so what's Larry Bird going to do? I mean, other than, short of calling Paul George into his office saying, who do you want to play with? Who don't you want to play with? what can we do? Not that Bird needs the approval of the superstar, but you know, what can he do to put a better team around him? It doesn't look like Lance Stephenson can stay. It doesn't look like Roy Hibbert's there for the long run. It's really surprising to see that they're going to retain Vogel. Maybe they need new blood. The problem that I've heard Mark Jackson's name brought up for this Indiana job.
Yeah.
With Indiana playing since Mark Jackson was dismissed by Golden State. So I don't know. I think that think that new blood throughout is necessary, and I think that Paul George deserves better.
Yeah, we'll see how it all goes down. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. Keep it close. John Pulte on the other side. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Three major flooring manufacturers liquidated their excess hardwood. So Lumber Liquidators got the flooring, and you get the deals at their major brand hardwood buyout sale going on now. Get pre-finished hardwood flooring like beautiful 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry for just $279 a square foot. Hand-scraped bamboo for $179. Even gunstock oak at a ridiculous $169. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Get special 15-month financing plus more incredible deals at your local store. But hurry, this sale ends Monday.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich hanging out with me as he does each and every week for this hour, 8 to 9 a.m. Pacific time. And each and every week, right around this time, we hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. John, good morning, man. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Doing really well, thanks. 57 degrees and sunshine and a high of 70 today. Not quite like what you have in Phoenix, but we're getting there.
Well, I don't know if you necessarily want what we're having, but this is what we get for about 3, 4, maybe 5 months, and after a while, it does get old, and especially for a guy like myself, because I do work outside quite a bit. And I'll tell you what, it is taxing, but at the same time, I do love it, to be honest with you. So call me crazy, call me whatever you want, but I don't mind those 100-plus degree days that we have for a long, long time. But every now and then, I'll tell you what, that 70 degrees sounds pretty darn good to me, and I do get an opportunity to go to California throughout the summer a little bit here and there, so it is nice to get those cooler temperatures. But we don't really mind it here. We're used to it by this time, to be honest with you, John. But something that you talked about last week, and Jeff already talked about it, is that if there was a team to go down 3-1 to have a chance to come back, it would be the Chicago Blackhawks. And that's what we got. We got the Blackhawks, who've come back to win an overtime game, a double overtime game, that is, and then late in the third period the other day to get it done as well. And just impressive the way that they have battled, rebounded, come back, you name it. It's been they're back against the wall for a few games now, or two games, I should say, and now they have themselves an opportunity to go and defend that Stanley Cup title in a Game 7 at home. I think it'll be just an unbelievable atmosphere. But talk about the Blackhawks and how they've been very impressive, not giving up at any moment, and keeping the sight of that defending of the Stanley Cup.
Well, it doesn't really get any better than the hockey we've seen in that series. It's just been unbelievable. The double overtime game the other night, they played 20 minutes of overtime in less than 24 minutes of running time. So that'll tell you just how fast-paced that series has been. There were two spells in that first overtime on Wednesday night where they had, I think it was 7 minutes and 56 seconds of nonstop play and 7 minutes and 20-something seconds of nonstop play. And for overtime, that is what you really want. The Blackhawks, I don't know why they like getting down 3-1 and coming back. It's pretty tough on their fans. But, boy, is it ever exciting hockey. And unfortunately, I think it's probably going to be a better series than whatever we're going to see in the final with New York and whoever wins tonight. I think there will be a little bit of a letdown, but the Blackhawks have come alive in the last couple of games, and it really comes down to, in my mind, it comes down to one guy, and that's Patrick Kane. He's put on one heck of a show the last two games after being very quiet for the first four games of the series. And you've heard me talk many times about your best players have to be your best players at this time of year, and Kane is certainly stepping up to the front right now and playing like a superstar.
Yeah, been impressive. Jeff, go ahead, throw something at John.
Well, I got two things for you. First of all, the Kings have, this is their third Game 7, and we're only at the conference final level. So, they could be the first team in NHL history to win 3 Game 7s en route to the Stanley Cup final. In your experience, how does that bode for them with as far as fresh legs versus tired legs are concerned, and are the New York Rangers at an advantage regardless of who they play, because both of these teams have played such long, drawn out overtime series filled with overtime games in the series. Does that prove it to be an advantage for New York, or is that going to hurt them in the long run?
Well, I think it's 6 of 1 and half a dozen of the other, Jeff. Certainly, in terms of the chance to heal some injuries, it will help the Rangers whatever injuries they have, which of course are never publicized at this time of year. But there's always something called momentum that takes you into these kinds of series. And whoever wins tonight is going to have momentum on their side. There's going to be 3 off days, and first home game or first game of the final will be Wednesday night in either Los Angeles or Chicago. So I think the Rangers have an advantage from the standpoint that they've got time for their injuries to heal. But they have a disadvantage in the fact that they're going to be playing a team that's on a high, regardless of who it is. So I think it's pretty even from that standpoint. This is a funny schedule for the final, and another example of how TV is ruling this thing. Doesn't really matter whether it's in L.A. or Chicago. Games 1 and 2 are Wednesday and Saturday. But then there's a quick turnaround from Saturday to Monday when both teams are going to have to fly perhaps all the way across the country. To me that's wrong, but another example of how TV is dictating sports today.
Yeah, that is interesting.
One other thing I had for you was, in game two and three of this series, Jeff Carter absolutely dominated. Could you talk about the second line matchups as we approach game seven in these Western Conference Finals?
Well, it's interesting that you say that, Jeff, because the Kopitar line was pretty much offset by the Taves line for Chicago, and I guess that was to be expected. So it probably came down to which second line played the best, and the Blackhawks' second line has been sleeping a little bit, and it's hard to say, other than Taves, it's hard to say which is the number one line and which is the number two line there, because Quenneville sort of rotates the other five guys or six guys around on those top two lines. So I think the Hawks missed Andrew Shaw for the couple of games that he was out, and he came back in Game 5 and played very well. He played very well in Game 6, and I think he helps take some heat off that top Chicago line and to some extent negates the efforts of Carter. But that Carter line was just unbelievable for those three games, Games 2, 3, and 4. If L.A. is going to win, apart from Quick and Drew Doughty, who has to bring his A game tonight, certainly that Carter line has to pick it up again.
Again, that is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the program. You know, we've been talking a lot about the Blackhawks and the Kings, and rightfully so. It's a Game 7, one of the best things in sports, obviously, as we all know. But you know what? The Rangers have been very impressive in their run to the Stanley Cup Finals. So talk to us just a little bit about how impressed you've been with the way that the Rangers have been able to, you know, to be honest with you, they look more than impressive throughout the playoffs.
Well, I think the Rangers have a couple of things going for them. Number one, they weren't expected to do very much. They were very much a middle-of-the-order seed in terms of the Eastern Conference. One thing they have going for them that I think is a great advantage is goaltender Henrik Lundqvist. And he might not be the best goaltender in the league, but he's certainly in that conversation. And he's played really well for them in some very key games. And also Martin Saint-Louis has stepped up and shown some leadership, which he had shown when he was in Tampa Bay. But his reputation was a little bit tarnished over this trade issue back in February, March, and he sort of helped pull that team together, and unfortunately it was a rather tragic event that helped that. It was the sudden passing of his mother, and it seems to have brought that team together, and they seem to have played really well since that unfortunate situation. So I think there's a good team atmosphere in New York. In terms of talent, I don't think they're on the same page as either Chicago or Los Angeles, but we all know that talent doesn't always win when you get on the ice or on the field or on the court, regardless of the sport.
No, that's 100% true, and I just look forward to seeing a pretty darn good game later today between the Blackhawks and the King. I'm excited for it, probably just like you are,
yep.
And Jeff is as well. I'm again, Game 7s, there's really nothing like them in sports, so very excited about that. Hey, let's switch gears in the last few minutes that we do have with you and talk a little baseball, because we have been neglecting baseball a little bit since the hockey's been awesome. You know, it's been a lot of fun to talk about it, but baseball is going on, and you know we're 50 plus games now into the regular season, and you know things are starting to kind of develop the way that we probably think that they should, but. You know, in some cases, there's been a lot of turnarounds, and let's start with your Toronto Blue Jays. You know, earlier in the season, they're in the cellar. We're talking about how bad they are, and you're complaining, and all of a sudden that they've really turned things around. You know, 8-2 in their last 10 ball games, have a 2.5 game lead over the Yankees now, but playing very good baseball. You know, I mean. At home now, a few games over 500, on the road over 500. That's what you got to do, obviously. But talk about how Toronto has turned this thing around.
Well, it's been a very interesting month, to say the least. The Jays were 21-9 in the month of May, which ties them for their best record ever in any month of any season since their inception in 1977. And, you know, I probably see five games a week on an average of the Blue Jays either at the ballpark or on the television, and I probably listen to a piece of the game every day. So I do get my my fair spattering of Blue Jays baseball, and, you know, in this 30-game stretch, I'm going to put it down to five words: starting pitching and Edwin Encarnacion. The starting pitching has come through very well. I think we all know that starting pitching is a big piece of any winning streak, and bad starting pitching is a big piece of any losing streak. But Encarnacion had quite the month in the month of May. He had 16 home runs, which ties him with Mickey Mantle in 1956 for the most home runs in the American League ever in the month of May. And he had 33 RBIs. Now, for some guys, that's a season. And on top of that, he walked 16 times. So he's been a big piece of it. It seems every time he comes up, everybody's expecting him to hit a home run, and he's been doing very, very well. But, you know, team-wise, they're just playing well. They've taken advantage of the fact that the rest of the teams in the AL East are not as strong as they have been over the past few years, and they've been wise enough to take advantage of that. So whether it will last, I don't know. I certainly hope it does as a Blue Jay fan, but a lot of baseball still to be played, and it would never surprise me if it became a much tighter race than it is right now.
Yeah, I mean, just very impressive with what they've been able to do, getting themselves obviously in a position now to be in first place and have a good opportunity to represent the East. Let's be honest. I think it's anybody's ball game. The Yankees aren't that dominant. Baltimore isn't. But a team that has come around a little bit there is the Boston Red Sox. How interesting are they, to be honest with you? Worst to first, now back to worst, but getting out of the cellar. And Tampa Bay, I guess the whole division is a little bit strange. You know, you're looking at it and saying, these are teams that have been competitive for a long time, but right now struggling a little bit.
Yeah, Boston's hard to figure out. They seem to be streaky series to series and season to season. As you say, worst to first, and lost 10 in a row, and now have won 6 in a row. So, you know, let's try and figure that one out. Tampa Bay, not very often you'll see Tampa Bay lose 5 in a row. It's very unusual to see them at the bottom of that division. Other than the Blue Jays, everybody's been 4-6 or 6-4 in their last 10, so they've had a chance to make hay while the sun's been shining and everybody else has been playing mediocre baseball.
Yeah. I mean, just, hey, that's why it's called the Boys of Summer and a marathon, because nothing happens overnight in baseball, and usually it takes a little bit of time, and teams have time to dig themselves out of holes, so we'll see. It's a long season, like we said. It's a marathon, not a sprint. John, as always, appreciate you taking time out, man.
My pleasure, as always. Look forward to chatting next week.
Sounds good. Jeff and I will be back to wrap this hour up. Keep it close to Nisdorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Alrighty, welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on the program, Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank Mary Nemitz from Ticks for Cause for joining us as she does each and every week. Talk about a future charity and then obviously the mission, what they're trying to accomplish there at ticksforcause.com. And then John Poulter, our professor of sports, a little time to hang out with us as well, as he does each and every week, talking hockey, talking baseball, and Stanley Cup Finals right around the corner. Blackhawks and Kings, man, I got to get your prediction. What do you think happens later on in that game, Jeff?
I think it's just like the other games we've seen in this series. It's going to go back and forth, probably be tight for two periods, probably a little bit of an onslaught in the third period, and I see the Blackhawks coming through, and I don't think it's that disappointing for TV. It's two original six teams, so I think that is almost a better matchup than New York and L.A., and it doesn't involve cross-country flight every third day.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be exciting. It's Game 7, man. I think it's what we all live for. It's all we all love to see when it comes to sports. Jeff, as always, man, appreciate you taking time out. I will catch up with you in about 25 minutes or so with Fred Wallen on the next hour of this program, man. So look forward to talking to you in a little bit, Jeff.
Hey, likewise. I'll talk to you in a bit.
Sounds good. For Jeff Rich, for Scott, for Mary, for John, keep it close. One more hour of Dorf on Sports coming up. Fred Wallen hanging out with me from Los Angeles, California. So keep it close. We got one more hour right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.